Hello, this is woodblock print maker David Bull. Welcome again to the Astoria Week website. Here we are with story number 407, and again. It's sometimes a bit difficult to remember just which episodes I have written about here in this Astoria Week series. There are so many of them now that I'm a bit afraid of repeating myself excessively. We all know people who frequently tell you something without remembering that they have already told you that story. And sometimes, of course, they have told you more than once. I'm frequently finding myself in this situation down in our workshop on a daily basis. And it's not just because I'm getting old. We now have 5 ladies working here as printers or printer trainees, not counting the young high school girl from next door who is rarely here these days due to her studies. They range in age from exactly 20 to exactly 50. None of them are here 5 days a week. Their schedules and responsibilities are so diverse that it would be impossible to have them come here on regular hours. So we use a sign-up sheet system, and they make their own decisions on when to be here, after consulting with me on how the assignments for the current print jobs are being distributed. So on any given week, T-San might be here on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, while M-San will make it on Monday and Friday, with I-San perhaps only coming once on a Tuesday. Some of them have regular days, for others it's more random. What this means is that I am frequently put in the situation of repeating myself. When there is some workshop news or tidbit of information that has come from outside, I tell this to the people who are there that day. But I can't possibly keep track of to whom I have told what. Did M-San hear the news that we have found a new young carver? Does S-San know that I'll be downtown next Friday? I have no idea. So we have a double trouble situation. Some people get skipped when there's a piece of news, and some people frequently find themselves in the Dave, you told me that last week position. I have no idea how to avoid this. We could perhaps put up a bulletin board for the actual news type items so that people would be kept in touch that way, but we can't possibly post all of our conversations. And the situation is exacerbated by the fact that I have a responsibility to teach them how to do their job, and it involves a myriad little details. Have I already mentioned to T-San that we shouldn't wash the brush that way? It seems that I was talking about that topic just the other day, but to who? In the ideal perfect situation, I would only have to explain each thing once. The information would then be passed from person to person around the staff, and everybody would always be in the loop. Well, this doesn't happen, of course. We are all in the same position. Nobody knows who knows what. So a dozen times a day, it seems, I find myself prefacing some remarks with, did I tell you about... All I can expect is that we must all be fairly tolerant, both when we are forced to listen again while a neighboring worker is brought up to date on a recent development, or when we find that we have been left out when something is going on. But one thing I've learned, if I cut down on the stories that I tell them, and mostly stick to the basics, their work procedures, then I don't go too far wrong. I have to avoid becoming that old guy who is endlessly coming out with, "Hey, did I ever tell you about the time I..." I'll save that kind of stuff for a story a week. Hey, well, where are you going?